Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm in the operations area here in Miami, Florida. It's 8 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Central Time. Here's your latest update on our pair of storms here. So we have Tropical Storm Marco at this location here, and also Tropical Storm Laura. Different sizes here, Marco being a smaller storm than we look at Tropical Storm Laura. Laura's producing torrential rainfall over portions of Hispaniola. You look at Dominican Republic and Haiti. Going to have landslides, flash flooding, a very dangerous situation for those areas. So you can see the system differences here. So let's check out where they're actually going to go with time. Let's start off with the first storm with Marco, a little smaller of a storm, but we still predict 70 miles an hour currently, still predict to become a hurricane. It's over the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, plenty of warmth, some shear, but not enough to keep it from strengthening slightly to a hurricane. And that's why we have this hurricane warning for portions of southeast Louisiana. So this will stretch northward. Let's look at the timing here. This is 1 a.m. on Monday, and then it get into Monday afternoon. We start really approaching the coastline here. But remember, those impacts get there earlier. The storm surge, you start getting the rainfall, the winds well out ahead of that center. And it's not just around that center, not just in that cone. You can see some of the storm surge and some of those rain bands stretch over into Mississippi, the Mississippi coast, also into Alabama with time. So you have to watch that tropical moisture and all that rainfall stretching across the southern portion of Louisiana with time. So some of those impacts that we were talking about here, we start looking at the arrival of the winds by tomorrow morning. Plaquemines Parish, you start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds and the dangerous storm surge as well, depicted right here. This is the new graphic that I definitely wanted to show. So you can see 2 to 4 foot over here, Sabine Pass over towards Morgan City. But you get Morgan City over even the Mississippi coast, we can see values of 4 to 6 feet. The winds push that water and the shape of the coastline, that water piles up and gets trapped. That's why some of those areas could see 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. Also the rainfall, there is a slight risk of flash flooding in portions of the Alabama coast, southern Mississippi, including the Mississippi coast, and also southeast Louisiana. So let's move on to Laura. Tropical Storm Laura is over land, and with that, you can have some changes in the forecast when you have the interaction with the land. Small changes early on here over the next day or so can make big differences down the road in where Laura ends up. And that's why we have the cone. With two-thirds of the time, we expect the center to be in that cone. That includes the upper Texas coast. It includes Louisiana over to southeast Louisiana. So that's where we have that cone. So it's really important to think about, it's not just the areas that's right there in the center of the forecast. It really is. You have to look at that error, and small changes here can make a big difference in time. So portions of the Florida Keys, the Bahamas, can see some of these tropical storm force winds, and we do forecast this also to become a hurricane with time. Looking at some of those arrivals, we'll look at the arrival times, as we always do, for preparedness. Good to start seeing some of those winds reach the northern Gulf Coast. Looks like Wednesday in the morning. So several rounds of the wind, several rounds of the storm surge and the rainfall. And preparedness is going to be everything as we look at both of these storms, Tropical Storm Marco and Laura, both forecast to become hurricanes. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.